people want to know, let's say, who listen to programs like this and are alarmed by what's taking place in our country, how should they be responding to this new secular religion? How should they be explaining to their own family and sphere of influence how wicked and divisive this is?
I think, again, pointing out the how demeaning and condescending to both black and white citizens of America it is to pigeonhole them in this one-dimensional, deterministic, and false kind of way, how damaging it is. Let me just give you an example. The kind of people who support these policies claim that racial disparities in suspension, in discipline in public schools are a result not of actual differences in student conduct, but of systemic racism. So the Minnesota Department of Human Rights has actually threatened to sue many school districts which don't have discipline rates among various racial groups that reflect their proportion of the school population. What they've done in order to equalize those rates is remove meaningful consequences for student misbehavior. And as a result, in these school districts, there's increasing disorder. Kids are not held accountable for their behavior. Kids don't learn that there are negative consequences for violence and for cheating on exams and that kind of thing. Again, sort of by their fruits, you shall know them. If you can point to the actual consequences of this way of looking at human beings, I think you can make some headway with your friends and within your own family.
Yeah, it's certainly not the way the Bible or God's word points to the identity of human beings as all made in the image of God, and
absolutely,
never referring in the Bible to anyone as their primary identity is based on their skin color. Matter of fact, last week I couldn't think of one instance in the Bible that people are referred to as by the color of their skin. It's more like believer or non-believer or where they're from or something, but never in this device of this unchangeable characteristic of the melanin in your skin.
Right. There is no blood. There is no Jew. There is no Greek. There is no slave. There is no master. We're all one in Christ. Mm. That's the message of the gospel.
Yeah.